The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we bring you two episodes looking at pediatric nurses and how they care for that most precious patient community, our children. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I sat in on our pediatric nursing panel discussion with two distinguished guests. First off, we have Ann Pettinger, a board-certified pediatric nurse practitioner at Pediatrics Northwest in Washington State, and Ann Darrowin, a certified pediatric nurse practitioner and a faculty member at Duke University School of Nursing. Here's that discussion. I'd like to welcome both Ann Darrowin and Ann Pettinger to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have both Anns here on the show with us today. I'll start with Ann Darrowin because I always ask this question. Ann, tell us a little bit about your reason for becoming a nurse and maybe a little brief history of your educational background and your career background that brought you to your point of career today.
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. I brag about J&J all the time and have all my students use your resources. So I'm really honored to be part of this this webcast and discussion. I will tell you that I'm probably born a nurse. I feel like I have been a nurse my entire life. I always played nurse when I was a kid. Coming up through high school, I tried really hard to look at other opportunities within healthcare and also in other professions. And I actually went to college to become a journalist and was at college for about a semester and pinched myself and said, what in the world am I doing here? I need to be in a university that has a school of nursing, and ended up transferring shortly after that into a nursing program. And I have always just been a passionate nurse. I can't imagine being anything else. I have also always been a pediatric nurse. So as a young girl, I was always a caregiver. I can remember, rescuing someone who was drowning in a pool and being totally on fire about being able to impact someone's life like that. And that may have inspired me. I was always the person in high school that went with my friends to see their sick grandparents or their sick parent or to visit someone who was sick themselves that was my age. And I liked translating for people what was going on and providing a sort of a calming influence is what I always attempted to do. And that has really played out throughout my career. I've done a wide variety of experiences. I went to school in Michigan, and my husband's work brought us to North Carolina by way of Wisconsin. And all of those stops along the way have allowed me to work in different venues of pediatrics, mostly in the hospital, but I've been a flight nurse, an ICU nurse, a neonatal nurse. I've worked in oncology. I've done organ transplantation. I've done some research. And for the past 15 years, I've been working advanced practice nurse as a pediatric nurse practitioner, primarily with adolescents and young adults. And then in the past 3 years, I've been working as a faculty member here at Duke. And I teach pediatrics and pediatric nurse practitioners. So it's come kind of full circle, and I envision that the remainder of my career will be in pediatrics as well.
Wow. And, you know, I have to say, you're the first nurse I've ever met that had any other connection to journalism besides myself. My original degree was in journalism. And then later in life, I found myself drawn to healthcare and became a nurse, became a paramedic first and then a nurse.
Cool.
You know, so, and then when this whole web internet broadcasting thing came along, I found myself drawn back into journalism with a healthcare slant. So just interesting how we get to where we are.
That's right. It all fits.
It does. It does. Ann Pettinger, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about your background in nursing, why you wanted to become a nurse.
Well, thanks, Jamie. And I also appreciate having the opportunity just to talk about nursing for future people who are interested in it, and also to talk about nurse practitioners. But I've been a nurse for over 30 years. Similar to Ann Derwin, I've also been in pediatrics the whole time. I grew up sort of surrounded by healthcare. Both my parents were involved in healthcare. My mom was a nurse, and so I just remember sitting around when I was little, listening to her and her friends talk about nursing, and just found it quite fascinating. I think I was also drawn to nursing and healthcare just because I really loved science, and I liked sort of the challenge of that and the kind of mental challenges that presented. But I also really liked being able to help people, and I saw this as a way to make a difference in people's lives, and that's why I ended up in nursing. And I think back now as I have children who are either in college or thinking about college, of how lucky I was to, in high school, actually make that decision to be a nurse and still enjoy doing it more than 30 years later. And not everybody can say that, and I feel that I was very fortunate in making that choice. I started out working in a inpatient setting in a hospital. I started out in the operating room, also worked in an emergency room, and eventually made my way to ICU. And there I worked as a staff nurse, but also then went back to school and got my master's and was a clinical nurse specialist in a pediatric ICU for a number of years. But I found that position was becoming more administrative and less clinical, and found myself really missing the clinical aspects. And I saw then being a pediatric nurse practitioner as a way to, you know, have some independence and autonomy in my practice and still be challenged, but have a real clear connection to sort of the clinical piece of nursing. And I'm really happy that I've done that. I, over the past 18 years, have been practicing now as a pediatric nurse practitioner in a primary care private practice setting that I really enjoy and find really rewarding.
That's amazing. Go ahead.
I said that's wonderful.
It is, isn't it? Both of you are advanced practice nurses, so I really want to talk about being a nurse practitioner. But before we get to that, I do want to kind of focus on pediatrics, because that's what our focus is this month. One of the things I've seen in the situations that I've been in to care for pediatric patients, both in the emergency room setting and out in the field even, I've really found that you don't just have one patient in that situation. You really have to have some level of care for the entire family. And Ann Pettinger, I'll start with you. What are your thoughts about that? Because they really, you know, no pediatric patient comes in alone unless they're a very old adolescent.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that adds a lot of challenges, but also is very rewarding. And you can't do it by yourself, either because the patient themselves, and this is part of the challenge of pediatrics, can't talk to you. So you need to have that help from their parents. But I think you're more successful in what you do when you include the entire family. And I also think it's more rewarding. So it is, it's a package deal. You have to treat everybody.
Absolutely. And I would agree with that. And I have cared for primarily adolescents who are more than happy to talk to you as long as you establish a relationship with them. I often ask their caregivers to step out of the room. I meet with the caregivers first, and then I have them step out of the room, and I have some one-on-one time with the adolescent, and then I invite the families to come back in. And families appreciate that you are accepting their child, and assuming that they're responsible enough to give you honest and true information, but then bringing them back in the loop of communication is very, very important. And so as they age, as they grow older and they can tell you their story, I totally agree with what Ann said, is that it's a package deal. You still include family even as the kids get older.
And Erwin, do you find that there's that you become a bridge of communication sometimes between that adolescent and the parent?
Absolutely. Adolescence is a time of risk-taking and challenging, and sometimes families bring their kids to see me just because they're exasperated. And with the kids are perfectly healthy and doing typical teenage things, but the families are exasperated. And so often we can be a bridge to help families understand that some of the behaviors are often normal adolescent behaviors, and they're going to get better as the kids mature, as long as the family has positive ways to manage the situation. And so sometimes we help families understand that their kids are really normal. Sometimes we help kids understand that their parents' expectations are normal as well. And so we often will be that conduit between the two.
And I agree with that. I also think that sometimes what parents really need, especially in all situations, but in adolescence, is just reassurance, and that's one of the biggest things that we provide. And I also see us as being somewhat of role models so that parents can kind of see what a healthy interaction between a teenager is, especially if there's issues, and that's a piece that we provide as well.
Totally agree.
Here's a loaded question. Does being a pediatric specialty nurse make you a better parent or not? I'm wondering, Ann. Ann Pettinger, if you want to jump in on that one.
Yes, that is a loaded question. You'd have to ask my kids, I guess, and my husband. I think it does. If you have more knowledge, you see more. On the other hand, I think I worry way more about things that I don't need to worry about, and to just be a parent when I come home. But it makes me appreciate what I have, and when I see the challenges that other families and parents have to go through, and it also reassures me that things at home are going well too.
Yeah, I agree with you, Anna. I mean, I know I worried more. I especially when my kids were little, I worried a lot more that, oh gosh, could this be something that I just had read about in class or had studied or seen or anything else. But I think pediatric nurses have a profound appreciation for their healthy children that they have. I mean, I just go home at the end of my days and am incredibly thankful that I had two healthy children. And of course, I never shared confidential information about patients, but I could share stories with them and, you know, wins and losses that I had. I worked in school-based health for many years, and I am so sure that that inspired my daughter to become a teacher in a very high-risk area, because she heard story after story of how rough it was for these kids, and how one person could make an impact on a life. And I just think that you and I, Anne, have very unique perspectives and probably very deep appreciations for having healthy children.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, it's when you deal with pediatric patients, you're talking about a whole gamut of different types of issues. You go from infants with a whole different physiology and you know the developmental changes that occur across the course of a child's lifetime. It really, you're teaching, especially when you're educating. And Erwin, I know you teach in the college setting. You really are teaching about many different types of patient groups when you teach pediatrics. And is that a challenge?
One of the very first things that we have to teach when I teach my pediatric course for the BSN students is they have to learn normal growth and development. And it takes several weeks, and many universities have an entire semester of growth and development, or they have it as a prereq prerequisite before they even come to the university setting. The course is repeated more in depth when students go to a PNP or pediatric nurse practitioner training program, because it's just critical for you to understand not only the physical maturation process, but really the all the tasks, the emotional, the intellectual, all those little skills that they gain gradually over a period of time from that first year, first moment of life all the way through. And that's one of the most difficult and challenging pieces of pediatrics. The other piece is recognizing that they're not small adults by any means when you talk about their medications and their doses, their heart rate, their vital signs. Pediatrics is different. They're not tiny adults, and it will vary based on their age and their developmental stage.
I agree with all that. Also, I also think it's what keeps it very challenging and interesting is that you're dealing with lots and lots of different age groups and issues and concerns. It also is what makes it more challenging. Obviously, I often think that you almost have to be like a sleuth in a way to kind of see the clues and kind of signs that kids give you. It's not straightforward. You really have to be good at kind of looking beneath the first layer of what you see.
Absolutely.
Kind of be that detective because you don't get that definitive history you get from an adult patient all the time.
Right.
What do you say to somebody that is interested in going into pediatric care? Is it necessary for them to really go to that adult med-surg setting first and build some other skills, or is it something they can jump right into? I'm curious. I guess we'll go with Ann Pettiger on this one first, but do you think that there are other skills that someone needs to develop, and what are they?
Well, you know, I think probably Ann Derwin has a good perspective on this as being a faculty member, but I think if you come out of a nursing program with strong clinical skills and strong critical thinking, I think that the critical thinking part is very important, probably in any career, but particularly this, nursing. If you can think through what you've presented with and problem solve and kind of put that all together, then you'll be successful. You know, I didn't actually look to be in pediatric nursing. It actually kind of fell in my lap when I graduated from my bachelor's program. There was a short, there was overabundance of nurses, so finding a job was not real easy. And I just happened to luck into a job in a children's hospital when I first started, and actually loved it. I actually did not do as well in my pediatric clinical program when I was in school as I did in some of the other rotations, but I have really liked it and very happy that I did fall into it. I mean, I do happen to really like kids and get a lot of enjoyment out of them, see it as a way that really we kind of invest in our future as a society, and that I'm happy to be able to provide that. So I don't know that I think if you just come out of nursing school with really strong skills and a strong background, that you would do well in pediatrics.
And you know what, Anne? This is Anne Derwin. I would say that wasn't an accident. You probably were supposed to be in pediatrics.
Maybe, I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, that is what I would tell one of my graduates or someone that was in your shoes, is that, you know, follow your heart, first of all. If you get into training and you do love pediatrics as a student, there is absolutely no reason that you can't go directly into pediatrics, given the current setup in most hospital systems is to ensure that students have good preceptorship programs. And so if you're going to a hospital system that has either a residency or a new grad program or a strong preceptor, there's absolutely no reason, particularly if you are passionate about being a pediatric nurse, that you can't have tremendous success going directly into pediatrics. For others, they find a good fit, as you described. That was the best, that you needed a job, and that was where you found one. And then you fell in love with it. And for students, students often have that happen here at our school, where they're like, no way am I going to do pediatrics. It's too hard. It's too scary. It's too sad. I can't do it. And they get in pediatrics and they just get on fire with their ability to connect with children of all different ages and their families and caregivers. And they fall in love with it. And those are the people that are really fun to see go into pediatrics, because they just become passionate about it. Something that was totally unexpected. And they fall in love with it. And you kind of illustrate that. You've spent your whole career there now, but you weren't expecting it. And right. So I think that is so great. Many students are told they need to spend a year in adult med surg. I hear that all the time, that they can't go to peds because they were told that they have to go to med surg to get good skills. And I have found that we have to reteach them anyway when they get from the med-surg unit over to the pediatrics, that they still need to learn the new doses, and these are different medications, and we do things differently. We have different visiting hours. We do a lot more teamwork. We use child life specialists. We use more members of the team. And so I have found that it's fine to move from adult health to peds, but it's certainly fine to start in peds as well, especially if you're called to it.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about being a pediatric nurse practitioner, because there's a lot of talk about shortages of primary care resources out there. And I really strongly believe that nurse practitioners are just really well suited to fill that goal, fill that void, and really run with it. But what does a pediatric nurse practitioner bring to that primary care setting for the pediatric patient? Ann Derwin, would you like to jump in on this one first?
Sure, I would love to talk about this. I mean, and I know Ann will even add more depth to this, but what I feel is a pediatric nurse practitioner brings with them outstanding pediatric nursing skills. And we already know how to educate, advocate, interact with infants, children, and adolescents and their families. We are highly skilled at that, and what we're adding to that now is a deeper ability to provide even more care. So we're just layering on the skills that we already had successfully achieved, now with the ability to ensure that more kids get access to care and have well-rounded care. And so I'm just passionate about pediatric nurse practitioners as well. I think I started to share with you that I worked in school-based health centers, and what I found, particularly in rural settings and crowded urban settings, is that a lot of kids were falling through the cracks. They were just missing basic health provision. They weren't even oral care, like just someone assessing the health of their teeth and mouth, but missing immunizations. Kids were getting missed with mental health disorders, certainly growth problems, even more serious things like neurologic or cardiac or asthma, chronic care. And the school-based health providers, which are almost all pediatric nurse practitioners, all of a sudden opened the door for these kids to actually get the care that they deserve. And I really feel that they are the answer. I mean, there's a physician shortage as well, and pediatrics is kind of the bottom of the rung in terms of financial compensation. And so we don't see people, flocking to becoming pediatricians. And I think that we have a really perfect position using our foundation skills as a nurse practitioner and then adding advanced practice to that, particularly to serve children who would otherwise be unserved.
I agree totally with that. And I always see myself, when I think of being a nurse practitioner, as being a nurse first, and that's what I bring that is unique to pediatric care, is that model of collaboration, interdisciplinary work that is a foundation for nurses, and that we are very good as nurse practitioners as working with in a team setting, and that means whether it's the team with the family and the patient or with the other providers. And we have a very, as nurse practitioners, pediatric nurse practitioners, have a very well-rounded sort of skill set, if you will, in what we bring to the families and patients that we care for.
Yep.
Ann Pettinger, what do you see as the future of pediatric nursing care? We always say children are our future, so therefore I would have to say that pediatric nursing care is an integral part of that future. What do you see coming on the future here?
Well, I agree with you, and I think that's the thing that I like best about pediatrics is that we're kind of we start with a clean slate often. I mean, not that there aren't challenges or things that we have to work on changing or chronic illness, but we are starting out often kind of, fresh. I am excited about the opportunity on a national level for more families and kids to have health care, that whenever we can start at the beginning and set good foundations and provide, as Ann Derwin just mentioned, making sure that there aren't as many gaps and missing pieces, that we as a society will just have a more healthy and functional group of people. And I see that as where as an exciting place for the future.
Ann?
I totally agree. We have been promoting, there are two ways to, there are really three types of pediatric nurse practitioners now. One is in the neonatal setting, and they have their own professional organization and their own matriculation plan, but they serve only in the neonatal ICU settings and their outpatient settings. But in pediatrics, it's become such a popular track that we've actually split it into two, where there's a primary care setting where we would work as Ann and I do in a specialty clinic or a doctor's office, a school-based health center, a community health center, with the intention of providing access to care. These are often in, just suburban settings too, a good old doctor's office that perhaps you and I would go to. My girls, for instance, went to a pediatric nurse practitioner. But where the growth is going to be is in these underserved populations where we want to have a healthy future. We need healthy kids to be healthy learners that grow up to be achievers and important members of our society. And I just think pediatric nurse practitioners are key to that. We also have the second component of PNP training now, which is called acute care. And these pediatric nurse practitioners are trained to work in hospital settings so that we will have advanced practice nurses in children's hospitals, in specialty care units, in the emergency departments across the nation, in pediatric intensive care units, in surgical sites. And so just as Ann and I have illustrated in the outpatient setting, we are building a workforce of advanced practice pediatric nurses in the acute care setting as well.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with your fellow pediatric nurses out there? Ann Pettinger, you want to take this one first?
Well, I just would encourage them to keep doing the excellent job that they're doing and to continue to promote our role in the pediatric healthcare in all facets, just like Ann Derwin said, in inpatient, outpatient, as well as I think something that we can provide also is the role of advocacy. I've been talking too long. To be advocates for our families and patients, on a national level, a legislative level, I think that we have a unique perspective and that is also something for us not to forget to be part of.
And I'm so thankful that you said that because there's quite a large push at the national level and also at the local level for pediatric nurses to sort of take up their flag and really begin advocating for our children. That, you know, the American Academy of Pediatricians does that, and they do that at the national and the state level. And the nurse practitioners and the nurses have been sort of at the front lines doing the nursing work, but we haven't been quite as vocal in the advocacy efforts as we could be. And we actually have a larger workforce as nurses than the AAP does.
Yes.
And so our voice could be really, really powerful if we use it in a unified way. And so I am so thankful that you mentioned that. And I also feel exactly the same as you. As I'm so proud to be in pediatrics. I love to promote pediatrics. It's something that I'm passionate about. I think it's one of the most joyful careers, and just a special opportunity to be with families at all these different touch points in their kids' lives, and to be on that journey with the families is just such a remarkable gift that I will always be grateful for the opportunity to serve in this role.
Make sure you check out the entire March 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at the pediatric nursing specialty. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Elizabeth Boyles, Nurse Coordinator of Palliative Care at Children's Hospital of Michigan. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.